There was a somber feeling in the auditorium at Rafael Hernandez Elementary as Principal Patricia Goyce read names of the 17 killed in a Parkland, Florida high school last week.
Peter had been a member of the junior ROTC program, and his parents owned a restaurant in West Palm Beach.
Students held photographs of each victim as their names were called, lighting a candle in honor of them.
And the 18th candle that we have there, also a little picture frame, that is empty, is for all those who in Newark have lost their lives to a senseless crime through shooting. Our babies, our students, their parents, their family members.
Principal Goyce was one of several dozen people in the room calling for action from the federal government to prevent school shootings. She heard and read President Trump's proposal to train and arm qualified teachers with concealed weapons.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I just think that that's a way of saying, here you go, just do it anyway. I always say to the kids, two wrongs don't make a right. So it's kind of like you're giving in to what they're doing, and that's not the solution.
It's really hard, you know, to fathom the idea of something happening like that in our community.
Lisette from the city's North Ward is a single parent of three kids in different Newark public schools. She agrees with Principal Goyce and says guns don't belong in classrooms. But she has a slightly different take.
Giving them to teachers does not promise us that our kids are going to be safe, because anything can happen. You know, a teacher could, you know, have a bad day and take it out on a student. So our teachers are there to protect our students, and putting guns in their hands is not going to make our students safer.
Every time we get up and have an event like this, we're reminded that one life is too many, that gun violence is part of the conversation of who we are in this day and age.
New Jersey does have some of the nation's tightest gun laws, says State Senator Teresa Ruiz.
But that doesn't prevent guns from coming into the state or from incidents happening where we can access guns at a Walmart or at a Kmart in another state. The conversation has to be taken to the White House. It has to be taken to the floor of Congress, and action has to happen now.
Advocates and students alike are protesting in Washington, many at the doorstep of their local congressman's office, in this case, at a vigil in Newark. Some state officials have already begun to take action into their own hands. The governors of New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island are forming a regional States for Gun Safety Coalition. They say there's no time to wait for the federal government to pass common sense gun safety legislation. In Newark, I'm Mank Santos, WBGO News.